since I've been doing the Derby, that was the most fish we've ever had in one day. It was crazy how many fish were coming in.
A husband and wife team take top titles in last weekend's King Salmon Derby. And Southeast Alaska memorializes Dr. Sobolov. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. Those stories and more up next. A husband-wife team took the top two places in this year's Haynes King Salmon Derby that brought in almost 30 more fish than last year. Now in its 33rd year, the two-weekend Sportfish Derby ended Sunday with the biggest day in memory, says co-organizer Kim Larson.
Sunday was 41 fish were turned in, and as ever since I've been doing the Derby, that is the most fish we've ever had in one day. It was crazy how many fish were coming in.
It was even crazier that it followed Saturday, a day when only three fish were turned in.
The weather was beautiful. There was good fishing. Everybody was having a good time. I think this was the most I've ever seen people on the dock after the Derby had closed, just sticking around to see who won and see all the fish that came in. And we kept Dijon pretty busy on Sunday, that's for sure.
Robert and Tammy Piper brought in the two biggest Chinooks of the event, Robert with a 39-pounder and Tammy close behind with a 38.5-pound fish. They'll be receiving more than $2,500 in prizes between the two of them. Larson says that could be another first.
Robert and Tammy Piper, I think they're the first and second place for a couple that's ever happened like that, too. I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure on that.
Anglers bought 81 season tickets and 76 daily tickets this year, a bit fewer than last year when 225 different fishermen took part.
Made almost 10 grand having the Derby this year. I think it's just that the bite just came on. I guess they've still been catching them this week out there.
But the lower people turnout did not stop the fish numbers from beating last year's.
69 fish was a great, great time. A great Derby after last year. I think we had 48 or 47 last year. So, it was great. Everything was happy. We got lots of compliments about our banner across town this year for our Derby. We're just looking, you know, if anybody has any good ideas they want to put out there to, you know, help us promote the Derby more, that would be great.
The King Derby, sponsored by the Haynes Sportsmen's Association, is also considering a family discount for next year to encourage more young fishermen to get out on the water.
We had only one boy, Finley Shaw, was the only one that turned in a king salmon. We had Audrey Cook and Taya Bentz each turned in some dollies. That's about it. So we want to try to get more kids out there fishing and, you know, just to promote it's fun reeling in a fish. So we're going to try to make it better that maybe have a family cost so it's not so expensive to get the younger kids out there fishing. And
more than $16,000 in prizes are going out to winning sportsmen and women, including most pounds per boat to Stuart DeWitt's boat, most pounds caught to Tammy Piper, oldest fisherman to Dick Comerford, last fish to Jason Scholl, and 50th fish to Mike Ward. But not all great fish tales get prizes.
I know Nicole, she caught a fish and a seal got it as she was reeling it in, and so when she brought it to the dock, half the head was gone. And so we had to weigh it from a bucket because we couldn't hook it up on the clip because its head was gone. So that was kind of interesting.
Former Derby winners and father-son fishing team Shell and Steve Skerritt decided to mount not a winning fish, but a set of gills from someone else's fish when they discovered in it their own gear from perhaps the big one that got away. The final official results will all be presented at a banquet this weekend at the American Bald Eagle Foundation in Haynes. That evening event with pizza for winners and fishing fans is 6 p.m. Sunday, June 12th.
You know, there's some things we're going to work on this summer just to see what we can do to promote the Derby better, get more people, get more prizes. You know, it was $4,500 we donated last year for just youth activities in town, everything from the Venture Scouts climbing Mount Ecuador to the hunter safety class in the junior high. We donated money to all those events, you know, so it's great. And, you know, it's great to have the kids down working at the dock. We had some of the high school kids doing their community service down on the dock, so they get their community service in so they're able to, you know, go out for the sports. And that's what we want. We want to make it a fun thing for the town to do. When the weather's great, it's even better. So this is the best weather I've had, I think, I think this was my 10th year or 11th year. Catch a darn fish, but that's okay.
The biggest five fish brought in during the 33rd annual Haynes King Salmon Derby ranged from 39 to 32.65 pounds and were brought in by Robert Piper, Tammy Piper, Mike Ward, Marilyn Parks, and Dave Parks. You can see a photo of Robert Piper's winning fish at the KHNS website with this newscast. You can also see more pictures and post your own at the Haynes King Salmon Derby's new Facebook page. The Fort Seward area of Haynes has a coffee shop again. Sarah J's shop opened this week, a block and a half down from the parade grounds, serving pastries, breakfast foods, sandwiches, salads, and tea and coffee drinks.
Nice smoked skim milk, small amount of chocolate.
Sarah J is Haynes resident Sarah J Mott.
Trying to run an environmentally responsible business.
The Sarah who ran the local catfish stand near the cruise ship dock a few years ago.
Everything's compostable. Everything that you see is plastic, paper, whatever. It's all compostable.
The coffee on the menu is roasted in Alaska. The shop also features live plants, glasswork, and local artwork for sale. The new coffee shop, Sarah J's, is located straight up the road from the cruise ship dock in the building known as 25 Portage Street, across from Dijon Delights. Sarah J's is open Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 3 p.m., and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. The phone number is 766-2829. More than 500 people from across the state attended services to honor Walter Soboloff, the Tlingit elder and Presbyterian minister. Soboloff died May 22nd at his home in Juneau. He was 102 years old and active until his death. Most attendees came for the Alaska Native Brotherhood Grand Camp Memorial and stayed the 3 hours through a public commemoration. In the first service, Soboloff's name was placed in the ANB Book of Remembrance Everlasting. In the second memorial, he was remembered as a cultural icon and for his great sense of humor. Rosemary Alexander of KTOO prepared this audio postcard from the events, which were carried live on statewide television.
We are here because Dr. Soboloff was the one who encouraged us.
Picture, if you will, a beautiful Presbyterian church in Juneau, where Dr. Soboloff was a preacher. Also in the picture is a full church. A church which Dr. Soboloff said should be open to all races. A church which was in fact full of people of all races. In the late 1940s and 50s, he began broadcasting the church services on KJNO. You probably all heard the story when you were growing up. When Dr. Soboloff's time on the radio was happening, everybody was quiet and everybody was at home because people were listening to it. He made a mistake by saying on the radio, "I envy those of you who are sitting down and eating dry fish." Over the next week, he got a box from almost every town in Southeast Alaska with dry fish. And he always said after that he was very careful not to make his wishes known on the radio.
Dr. Soboloff was so very dedicated to the A&B, and he was the best role model that we could have ever had.
I call forward the second Grand Vice President of the Alaska Native Brotherhood, Jeffrey Jackson, to do the roll call of the local camps and A&B and A&S executive members.
Dewey Scan, Willard Jackson, A&B Grand President Emeritus, Dr. Walter Soboloff, A&B Grand President Emeritus, Dr. Walter Soboloff, A&B Grand President Emeritus, Dr. Walter Soboloff.
Mr. Chairman, we call Brother Dr. Walter Soboloff's name in vain. We can no longer answer. I move that we place his name in the A&B Grand Camp Book of Remembrance.
If there's no objections, the Alaska Native Brotherhood Grand Camp will place the name of Dr. Walter Soboloff, Grand Camp President Emeritus, in the Book of Remembrance of the Alaska Native Brotherhood Grand Camp Everlasting.
I love the way he was not only a culture bearer, we just heard that as part of the Alaska Native Brotherhood and Alaska Native Sisterhood ceremony. He was a culture bearer, and he also was a culture bridge.
You have seen and heard of his strong moral values and words of wisdom that for over 100 years he gave to us, his people, family, and the state of Alaska. Let me give you an example of his humor. Governor Knowles got elected governor of Alaska. My wife and I, being good Democrats, were invited to come in from Mangoon and come to the inauguration. So we come in, I walk in the door right there, I look up on a stage here, and there's Dr. Soboloff sitting there. Hadn't started yet, so I walked up to Dr. Soboloff. I said, "Hey, Walter, what are you doing here?" He said, "What do you mean?" "Well, you're a Republican. We're inaugurating a Democratic governor. These are all Democrats in this room. You're the only Republican. Does the governor know you're a Republican?" Walter looked at him and said, "Yeah, He told me he looked all over Alaska for a Democrat that could pray and couldn't find one, so he invited me.
The passing of our beloved Kajakti leaves a large void at Sea Alaska Heritage Institute. We will dearly miss his wisdom, guidance, and gentle ways. Dr. Sobolov has been one of our trustees since 1985, and he served as its chair since 1988. In addition to that, he served as our Council of Traditional Scholars. It is only fitting that the Sea Alaska Heritage Institute, SHI Center, be named after this great and honorable and noble man, Dr. Walter Sobolov.
The speakers included the Reverend Philip Campbell, Alaska State Senator Albert Kukesh, Janice Jackson, ANS Grand Camp President, Richard Jackson, ANB Grand Camp President, Governor Sean Parnell, and Dr. Rosita Worrell, President of Sea Alaska Heritage Institute. For KHNS, I'm Tara Bicknell.